Chaz and AJ in the morning. It's Spice, everyone. Good morning, Spice.
Good morning. Good morning, Chaz and AJ.
Good morning.
Thank you for holding. Yes. Were we charged for that?
No. Yes, you were. I was going by the minute this time.
We've been naughty, naughty boys.
Very naughty. Quite naughty.
You're going to have to spank us.
Naughty. Yes.
I got my paddles ready.
Excellent.
Thought you would.
Well, you sound like the perfect escort. This is what you want. You want someone cheery, someone who's fun.
Right.
Who's
absolutely
upbeat.
You got to be the life of the party.
With
paddles, yes.
All right, so
yeah,
you're...
Yeah, 8:30 in the morning.
You're in your early... Yeah, this is when you're usually sleeping, correct?
Yeah, but for you guys, I'll be up.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
How do you become a New York City escort? You're in your young 20s. How does this all begin?
So I started dancing. I had a friend that was always receiving beautiful gifts. She was always talking about it was coming from her clients. And I was like, what is she talking about? She said, come to work with me. I came to work with her. I started dancing, and that's how I got the name Spice. I was told I was a very feisty girl, and that's how I got that name. And then
you were a dancer at a club in New York, Long Island, New Jersey, Connecticut, where?
New Jersey.
Okay. Gotcha.
I've actually never danced out in New York, but I'll definitely be out there soon.
Cool.
Okay. So you were a dancer at a club in New York, and then how do
in
you
New
go
Jersey,
from?
Yes.
I'm sorry, New Jersey. And then did they start you on Tuesday night? And then as you get better, they promote you to Friday, Saturday night?
I was always more of a day shift girl. I felt like it was a little bit more calm, a little bit more relaxed. There was a more, you can talk a little bit more.
Right.
But I was always available to do nights. But again, I liked day more. But yeah, it starts out, you start like day shifts on Tuesdays, and then you go to nighttime if you're good.
Kind of like lunchtime happy hour, yeah.
You know, you just changed my whole perspective on this. I've never been a strip club person.
Right.
But I always thought that the Friday and night, Saturday night ladies are A-team.
Right, the top of the line.
And then everybody else is, you know, lower level.
Or working the way up.
But you make a good point.
To me, I just like a slower time.
Right.
During the day, you get more of a one-on-one connection.
Right.
You get probably people who have jobs coming in. More wealth there, more opportunity for money.
Right.
Their lunch hour?
Right. Lunch hour.
Yeah, I was just thinking that in the between, when they're stopping by between work and going home, they just want to chat. And then Friday night, you know, people are partying. That's okay, too. Everything's okay. But I like a bit more of a conversation.
And then how do you go from stripping to escort?
So I always knew I was a bit more of a dominant girl. And, you know, people would give me propositions. And I always wanted to travel with work. So I was like, why not do it?
Right.
So you had to know someone who was running this kind of business for you to be able to do it, right?
Absolutely. But you have to have the confidence to be able to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling everybody, we used to have a strip club advertise here. So we had the girls coming in and we would have to do events at the club. And I saw some of the girls, how they were always in their phones communicating with their clients as if they were family.
Yeah.
And I thought,
these
people are top. They're the top of the, they're like, they would be great salespeople.
They would. Yeah. They would. Yeah. High earners. Yeah.
100%.
High earners. They'd be high earners.
Yes, they would. Like $1 million.
It's almost 100% sales. You have to be able to market yourself, especially to other people who don't know you from a can of paint.
Right. Well, that's a big difference, yeah.
So you go from dancing to an escort, and when you become an escort, it's more than just escorting sometimes, correct?
Absolutely. It's a lot of trust you have to build, especially, like I said, I'm more of a dominant woman, so a lot of people aren't ready to be vulnerable yet. You have to really break through to that.
And then is there, forgive my ignorance, but is there sex involved?
I mean, there is an expectation for my time.
Right.
What two consenting adults do, that is up to them, but there's an expectation for my time. That is what it's for.
Right.
Oh, I see.
The check clears you good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you get, like, oddball requests?
Once in a while, yeah. But now that you get so many, it kind of slides off your back. It's just a normal Monday now.
Right.
All right. So
you've seen everything.
What was something that seemed oddball in the beginning and is now routine?
I would say how far in advance people really schedule this. People reserve it like you would do a hotel, like they would do restaurants or excursions. People have a Spice fund.
Right. Okay.
The Spice Fund.
Spice Fund.
Oh, wow. Yes. Nice. So a spice budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Butter and egg money. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm guessing some of these people are married people.
I don't really get into logistics of their marriage or logistics, what they have at home. I don't personally talk about that. But
not important.
You know,
it's about companionship.
Happens.
She's not a cop.
Right.
That's not your business.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, your business is.
But it's about the time we spend together.
Exactly.
That's why I like to keep my full attention on them. They keep their full attention on me.
Right.
I don't know who's at home.
Ultimate hostess.
How does Spice handle it when, all right, you have a regular client who books something 6 months in advance and then a big high-rolling client comes along and says, I need that weekend, and I'm going to pay X amount of money.
Right. Do you do a cancel?
I mean, good question. Usually, I wouldn't take, aside from this event, I wouldn't take booking 6 months in advance because I don't know if I'm going to be dead or alive in 6 months. That's a long time.
Right.
But because of that, I probably wouldn't take it that early in advance. But I would never cancel on one to see another. Because once you put that time down and reserve time for me, I'm reserving that time for you.
Right. She's loyal. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You have to be.
Yeah, you got to.
That's like the rental car bit on Seinfeld.
Right.
You know? Have you guys seen that? No, I haven't. It's like, I'm sorry, we took the reservation, but we don't have a car. Okay, you took the reservation.
Right.
But you don't know how to hold the reservation.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Oh, rental cars are horrible. Absolutely.
Right. This is the thing.
Yeah.
If you're renting an escort, you hold the date.
Right.
You take the date and you hold the date.
I'm nothing like a rental car. I'm reliable. I'm going to be there. You're going to have your reservation.
In good shape and low mileage. Yeah.
Spice is on. She's a New York City escort. How has it been with the World Cup coming? How busy have you been?
I can't even compare to any other event or convention I have worked. I've seen an incredible demand. And like I said, people started reaching out since March.
Wow.
And since it's like in my state, this is really big for me, but it's been crazy. The last 2 weeks of June are completely booked.
Wow.
Booked every day.
Whoa.
Every day.
Every day.
And I know when the final comes around, oh my gosh, July is going to be even more crazy.
Wow.
Wow.
What are the hours?
No, but this is like an athlete.
Yeah.
At the end of this.
I mean, believe it or not, the hours are pretty flexible. I'm more of an early bird. I don't really work too late at night, but it really depends.
That's tough.
No, wait. What do you mean you don't work late at night? Wouldn't someone want to book you for
an overnight?
Absolutely, but that to me isn't too late at night because we're starting at, say, 7, we're leaving in the morning.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Right.
So that's not me coming there at 3 a.m.
Right.
Okay. Have you ever found yourself getting attached to one of your clients, like Pretty Woman? All of my references regarding escorts are from television shows and movies,
Oh, my goodness.
I hear Roy Orbison in a second.
No, I mean, I will say I have a very deep soft spot for each and every one of my clients. They all bring something so unique to my life.
You're good,
But I am able to detach from it because you have to. These people have lives. These people have other things going on.
Right.
All right. What about when it goes the other way? When they become attached to you, just say some rich guy. It's like, look, me and you, we have chemistry. I have money. I don't want to keep doing this.
I love you.
Yeah. Let me get you out of this life. Have you had that happen?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I do other things other than this. A lot of people focus on the fact that I'm an escort and don't focus on the fact that I am a student. I am many other things other than that. So I don't really need saving. But I do. I understand it. This might not be the best thing to be doing, but... You know,
what are you a student of?
Yeah, what are you studying?
Psychology.
Oh, you use that.
Oh, boy. Right. So you're going to just stay in this
I want to get in your head.
Yes, is that a bartender?
But there is a level of psychology in what you're doing. I mean, you are truly providing a service to
no
people.
Right.
That it's a mental load off of them.
Absolutely. You have to be able to build that trust. Again, the vulnerability, you have to be able to somewhat get in their head, and you have to be marketable at that level of psychology.
Right.
Okay, I want to kind of go through your menu here. You have a menu.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And prices. Okay, we have a top New York City escort on the phone, and she's very busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy.
Busy, busy. Yes.
With the World Cup coming.
Yes.
It's Chaz and AJ in the morning, and we have so many questions, and the tribe has questions,
yes.
And we'll take your calls at 877-764-2535. We have her menu, too, AJ. We're going to go through that.
Yes.
Emily in East Mauritius.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. So I'm driving and I tried to, Google what an escort technically does. I was wondering for like the U.S. Open, you said you were booked, like, do people recognize you? Like, oh, like, in a sense that like, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you do, but like, would someone say, oh, I was with her, you know, the other day?
Right. Okay. I think I know what you're saying.
So, but it's usually more like discreet. People aren't going to like point you out in public and be like, oh, wait, you're an escort. I know you. But right, I've had people recognize me.
Right.
Right.
You might be at an event.
Right.
And see a former client or a current client that's just not a client that particular night.
Right.
And you would say hello to one another, but they don't say, oh, my God, no, there's an escort in here.
No, no.
You were in good hands with her. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, no. Unless that person comes up to me and is like making it, oh, I want to say hello. Okay. Yeah. We can say hello. But otherwise, I do not know you. I've never seen you in my life.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay.
You're
dead
to me.
So it's like an unspoken code.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's like a hush-hush thing. We don't know each other unless you come up to me.
Right.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Why did you have that question, Em?
Because I've actually worked at the U.S. Open as a caterer, and I know I would see, like, the same people every day, and I'm just wondering if I flipped what I was doing.
Well, she's kind of a caterer, too.
Right.
That's interesting.
No,
There is also a menu.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes. Different kind of catering.
I'm excited for that. Though. I'm excited to hear that.
All right, Em. Thank you.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too.
Coffee?
Thank you.
All right, we do have your menu here. We'll get to that in a second. Right. Brian has a question.
Yeah, so I wanted to know, all right, so say I want to, you know, hire you for an evening, and I want to teach you Magic the Gathering, which is a card game where we fight monsters, or maybe I want to take you on a Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Is that something you're open to doing?
Heck yeah, why not?
That sounds
That's
sick.
That's a unique request.
Right. Yeah.
What would you charge for that?
What is an evening?
Right.
What is an evening?
What is an evening? Let's see the rates
I'm looking at your menu. I don't see an evening.
Sorry, I think she was asking. Like, do you mean an overnight?
An evening?
Do you mean 3 hours?
How many hours?
Yeah. I mean, I think like four hours. I think we could like complete a good Dungeons & Dragons campaign. You know, you could be a bard, wizard. You could go and
just role play.
We're gonna have to fight the displacement.
This is every nerd's dream, by the way. You're gonna hit the lottery and get a New York City escort to play Dungeons and Dragons.
He'll have free Doritos and cheese doodles for you.
Yeah, I have to get my outfits together.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
The fact the girl's talking to you right now.
Yeah,
I'm guessing you have a lot of leather.
Like, what other props do I need?
Yeah, you're gonna need a wizard hat. You're gonna need a staff.
Right.
Okay. So how many hours?
Okay.
Let's find out what that would chart would cost.
Yeah.
That comes in time.
How many hours, Brian?
Like 4 hours, I think.
4 hours.
Campaign.
Okay,
yeah.
4 hours.
What do you think 4 hours would be?
Right.
1,400.
1,400.
Right. 1,400.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Right. Plus dinner.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be at night. It could be during the day in his mother's basement.
It could be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My mom would be.
Your mother's basement.
Yeah, because my mom would
be better than that.
What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean could?
Mom.
It will. Right.
Go away, Mom. We're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
By
the way, does anyone think $1,400 is very reasonable?
It is reasonable.
That is pretty reasonable.
I feel like that's a great price.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, D&D is a lot of work, too. So you're going to have to roll dice. I'm
gonna
You're
going to have to teach me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you know that. Also factored into the price, but I shaved off a little bit because I'm completely ignorant to Dungeons
and wait, Spice, you would wear whatever Brian wants you to while you're learning to play this?
Okay, what is whatever?
I don't know.
Something
you might wear to bed.
I feel like even being naked might be a little bit more better.
No. I'm thinking full Gandalf. Robes. A beard.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
No.
Yeah, no.
I want to see boobies and legs.
I want to see Dungeons and Dragons.
No.
I was seeing it. You
guys are clearly not dungeon masters, okay?
See,
when you say dungeon master, I think it's totally different.
Wow.
Wow,
that seems like a great price.
$1,400.
Seems like a great night too. I'm excited. I'll be hearing from you.
She's an all-star player.
You're the only female to be excited about that.
Ruth, you have a question?
I was curious. I know you probably cannot name names, but have you ever had any famous clients?
A-list? No, but I've had certain people that if I was to show you, you'd be like, oh, that's that person.
Ooh. Okay, so people that we we're familiar with.
We're right. recognized. We're
we
recognized.
Might have so to maybe talk to you again after the World Cup. Maybe that answer changes.
No, maybe. Hopefully. Yeah.
Phil?
I was curious. So you said like 90% of your job is marketing. The other 10% has to be private investigator. Like you can't just be surprised walking into a Dungeons and Dragons type of evening, right?
Absolutely. Safety is the biggest thing. And being consistent in those safety measures is really huge.
How do you do that? How do you go about finding out the person that you're going to be meeting with?
Yeah, you do a background check, or you bring a bouncer along?
I mean, there is ways to check people before you meet them, but having advanced communication so I can build a rapport beforehand, all types of verification. There's a lot of public information out there, believe it or not.
Huh. AJ?
What is your busy season?
Besides World Cup.
Besides
World
Cup, yeah. There isn't one specific busy season, but there's definitely ups and downs. I would say summer is a very big time because a lot of people have a lot more time off of work. They don't have to maybe bring the kids to school. They don't have to do a lot of other things. So summer's a really big time. I would say right after Christmas or tax season's a really big time as well.
Refund.
Tax season.
Yeah, the refund.
I'm going to
blow my refund.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow. It's basically, it's like retail.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep, it goes up and down just like any other hospitality. We see the recessions, we see the ups, we see the downs.
Right.
Wow.
Huh.
I did not. All right, we got to have you back. We ran out of time.
Oh
I could
God,
do this all day.
Seriously.
Oh, man. Thank
we
you.
We didn't even
so
get to your menu.
Me.
Oh, my God, the menu.
All right, let's
the
just.
Menu.
We're going to do the first item on the menu.
Okay.
Coffee,
okay.
Social, 1 hour.
Nice.
$300.
Oh, cool.
No, that's nice. Bare bones. Yeah. Just to meet me, make sure I'm a real person. We grab food, we chat, we grab some drinks, have a great time.
Okay, cool. Have a game.
All right, then 1 hour must be booked in advance. $450. What is that now? That's not coffee. That's 1 hour.
Yeah, that's 1 hour of my time. We might be skipping in the park.
Oh, we could be. Okay.
We're going to be going over
maybe
the
Dungeons
the
and Dragons right now. 1 hour. Upscale. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. That's going to be the first chapter in the rule book of Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah.
All right. Ruth is going to reach out. We're going to book you next week.
Yeah.
We want to talk to you
really?
Again.
Really? Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Spice.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Thank
you. Do we link up to her on the. Can we link up to you or is that discreet?
I'm sorry?
Can we link up to your website on our website?
Can we do Twitter or my Instagram?
Okay, we'll do that.
We'll do that. Okay.
We'll do that.
Right. Thank
all right.
you.
All right. Thank you.